Welcome back to Ours to Protect. Now, this week we are continuing on from a chat we had with Padraig Power from the company Refurbed. This is a company who you might remember used the circular economy as their business template to help reuse parts of electrical goods to then refurbish these goods and sell them on. We left the previous episode talking about how businesses need to do more to become more sustainable and not just have sustainability as a buzzword in their company ideology. This is something that Refurbed themselves take quite seriously, and I asked Padraig how the company implements the sustainability goals they set out.
The tech I use with the company is all refurbished. Outside of that, so I work in the marketing department, so I do the marketing for Ireland, and we've done local collaborations as well where we've had posters printed and stuff like that, but we wanted to make sure that that was unsustainably, so we worked with a local printer in Ireland where the paper was 100% sustainable. It was done with using plant-based inks in factories that are solar powered and driven, transported via electric vehicles. So everything we do, we want to make sure, okay, are we doing it in the most sustainable way we can?
I then asked if it was just businesses that are responsible for these possible changes.
Obviously, the responsibility of the businesses themselves, but there's also a responsibility for government to bring in legislations and to bring in rules and regulations that businesses have to abide by.
Padraig then explained how campaigning from Refurbed and more made an impact, one of which most of us are familiar with.
Refurbed is part of EURIFES, which is the European Refurbishment Association, and we lobby the European government to bring in standards and rules there within the sector. And something actually that the EU Commission brought in just this year, but it's going to be in place from next year, but it's started working this year, was that all new electronics have to have a USB-C port for charging. And we've seen that Apple have now brought out the USB-C port for charging for the iPhone 15 series, which they didn't have before. And the reason they didn't have it before was because they wanted to sell us more chargers. But by buying individual chargers for every device, so much of it was wasted, whereas now it can be charged via one universal charger, so your laptop, your tablet, your phone, everything by the one charger. And it was really important to see that brought in, but it wasn't brought in because Apple wanted to do it. It was brought in because the EU government told Apple, if you don't do it, you're not selling devices in Europe anymore. So you can really see the power of government when it comes to business. And I think it's something that the Irish government and EU government overall can work on a lot more.
One thing that Refurbed is big on is the Right to Repair movement, which represents 100 organisations over 21 European countries. So what is it?
Refurbed and other businesses like us, we're pushing for the Right to Repair movement to come into place, which means that if a device is made, once it's made, that the aspects that could break are easily repairable and that somebody can actually repair them themselves. So if you break the camera yourself, you'll be able to, you know, replace the lens, or if the battery's gone, you'll be able to change out the battery yourself at home. So that's something that's really important and we're really standing behind as well. I mean, it's going to take a long time before it fully comes into play, but it's another kind of part of the puzzle that I think is really important.
And finally, a statistic I saw in the research for this piece showed that only 7.2% of the world are using the circular economy. I put it to Padraig that that figure doesn't seem quite high enough.
We're far behind, and we're behind in Ireland as well individually. So there's a general kind of aim that Ireland and the EU, that we reach about 65% of recycling the e-waste. So that's even at that, that still means, you know, there's 35% that would be produced. But with Ireland, we have not reached the 65% of recycling yet. So even with that, that excludes refurbishment, that excludes people buying secondhand tech. It's just actually recycling the phones that we have in our drawers or the laptops or the microwaves, anything like that. Unfortunately, we're still behind even the 65% marker recycling those. So there's a lot of milestones that we do need to reach. We can reach them. And like you said, sustainability is becoming more of a buzzword, which the, you know, term buzzword itself isn't great, but at least it's now in people's minds. And at least people at home are thinking about it and people are saying, okay, is there something that I can do? So hopefully we can continue to strive and make these changes, and companies like Refurbed are here to help facilitate it, but also to help push it as well.
Well, that's it for this week's Ours to Protect. For more information, you can go to lmfm.ie/news/Ours to Protect. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.